Please be seated. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our service today. There is a service sheet, a notice sheet, which hopefully you received on the way in, which has the majority of our notices on. There is also a prayer sheet guide, so if everybody make sure you have a copy of that. And after the service, Mary has an envelope for all regular attenders, which is paperwork about the AGM, which is on the 20th of March. And there is a lunch as part of that AGM. And if you want to partake of the lunch, there's a list in the porch. Please make sure your name's on the list. Otherwise, you may be having bread and water and not the nice meal that the rest of us will be having. Okay. A couple of special notices. We all remember Brenda Thomason, who died during lockdown, and Bronwyn Thomason, who died during lockdown. We've had news from our Methodist friends that Stephanie, the daughter of Bronwyn, was diagnosed with a brain tumour a few weeks ago and has now actually died. There are two children left, Sophie, 12, Magnus, aged 7. She was a single mother looking after those children. Her sister, Julia, has stepped forward to moved into the house to take over care of the children. But we remember the Thomason family. Ross, who has lost so many members of his immediate family over the last 12, 18 months. Remember them. We would also ask for special prayer for Barry Love. Many of you will remember Barry. He was due to have a hip replacement operation. He went into the operating theatre for that, and they discovered there was a massive infection, so they removed his hip and were dealing with the infection with the intention of bringing him back into the operating theatre to replace that hip subsequently. They've now decided that his heart and other health is such that he cannot withstand a further operation, so he is now confined to a wheelchair. So remember Barry, especially at this time as well. And we will be, of course, be remembering the situation in Ukraine during the course of our service. So we're going to now begin worshiping God by singing the Songs of Fellowship hymn 493. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Thank you. Let us pray. On this, the first Sunday of Lent, O Lord, help us to turn our eyes towards Jerusalem. Let us remember what Christ suffered for us there, his abuse, his agony, and his death. And having once again been reminded that his great sacrifice was for us, help us to listen to your word today as we consider the start of Christ's journey from baptism to cross. Help us to place our full faith in him, believing, trusting, and obeying. Amen. Our next little piece of the service I've called Introducing Done. That's me and Stephanie getting out of sync there. Introducing Done. Now, we've got others who are worshipping with us on Zoom. Those who've got video will be able to fully appreciate this. I know we've got somebody on the telephone, and this is a piece which has music, but most of it is visual. So for the person who's on the telephone, I apologize for that. But this is a little presentation reminding us that we need to listen to God. So let's meet Doug. Thank you. Something to remind us that we may not get those little sticky notes and other things and the messages written on the mirror that Doug was getting from God there, but we still are able to listen and to hear God. And Helen is now going to come up and read our first reading from Luke for us. Helen is somebody who's joined with us over the last couple of months. So welcome, Helen. And if you haven't spoken to her before, after the service, make sure you introduce yourself. So,
Luke 4 from the Good News Translation. Can you hear me? Jesus returned from the Jordan full of the Holy Spirit and was led by the Spirit into the desert, where he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. In all that time, he ate nothing, so that he was hungry when it was over. The devil said to him, "If you are God's son, order this stone to turn into bread." But Jesus answered, "The scripture says human beings cannot live on bread alone." Then the devil took him up and showed him in a second all the kingdoms of the world. "I will give you all this power and all this wealth," the devil told him. "It has been handed over to me, and I can give it to anyone I choose. All this will be yours then, if you worship me." And Jesus answered, "The scripture says, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and set him on the highest point of the temple and said to him, "If you are God's son, throw yourself down from here, for the scripture says, God will order his angels to take good care of you. It also says, they will hold you up with their hands so that not even your feet will be hurt on the stones." But Jesus answered, "The scripture says, do not put your Lord, the Lord your God, to the test." When the devil finished tempting Jesus in every way, he left him for a while.
Thank you, Helen. Just want to spend a few moments thinking, what do we mean by worship? Got a slide here. All sorts of things. People used to worship idols. Models, animals, trees, the stars, the gods. What do people worship today? Lots of people worship money. One of the tests for what we worship is, what is it that we stop everything else and make sure we're there to watch? TV, EastEnders, Coronation Street. Do we put those things in front of everything else? Do we put our safety and comfort in front of other things? You know, youngsters, and some not so young, spend a lot of time playing video games, get immersed in technology and virtual reality, and it becomes what they're worshiping. Of course, there's lots of people who are very much feel that it's their friends. They must do everything to make sure that their friends like them, and they almost become worshipful of their friends. And to be honest, although we hear, we'll often say, well, obviously when you mention worship, we think of God, we think of coming to church, we think of singing hymns and songs and Bible readings and prayer and listening to the message. But do we actually put God first in our lives? It's a challenge to us, isn't it? And some people say, I'd give anything in the world to have a new car, a big house. Today, we read in the Bible that we must worship God and serve him alone. In other words, we must think of God before other things. So when we're doing those things that we really enjoy doing, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't do them, but they need to be in their right place. And we need to remember that God told us to love him and to love our neighbors. And if we allow other things to get in the way of us following God's commands, then we're not worshiping properly. We're going to have another song now. Spirit of God, Unseen as the Wind. And this is going to be a video YouTube version of the song. So let us stand and sing along with the young people as they sing Spirit of God, Unseen as the Wind. One of the changes that came about because of the pandemic is that we haven't been passing the offertory plates around the church, and we're still not quite certain whether we should resume that. It's going to be something that we will actually think of about at the church meeting, about whether everybody's comfortable with getting back to what was normal. But we do have plates at the front and the rear of the church if you wish to make offering at the end of the service. But one of the things that we sort of started to miss out of our service because we weren't sending the plate round was actually giving thanks. And something we should never forget to do is giving thanks to God for what he has given to us and what we return to him. So let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you that we can always trust in you. You are an abundant God, and out of your great mercy, you have given us so much. We give you this offering today. With it, we worship you and give our whole selves to you. Please now take it and use it for your kingdom and your glory. Extend and multiply its reach and influence, we pray. May it be a great blessing to many. We ask all this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. And Richard now is going to come and read from Romans for us.
The reading is Romans 10, verses 5 to 13. Moses wrote, "This is about being put right with God by obeying the law. Whoever obeys the commands of the law will live. But what the scriptures say about being put right with God through faith is this: you're not to ask yourself who will go up into heaven, that is to bring Christ down. Nor are you to ask who will go down into the world below, that is to bring Christ up from death. What it says is this: God's message is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the message of faith that we preach. If you confess that Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised him from death, you will be saved. For it is by our faith that we are put right with God. It is by our confession that we are saved. The scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. This includes everybody, because there is no difference between Jews and Gentiles. God is the same Lord of all and richly blesses all who call to him. As the scripture says, everyone who calls out to the Lord for help will be saved."
We're now going to sing the song, "My Peace I Give Unto You." And in our world, which is fraught with the conflict in Ukraine, we need to remember that God's wish for us and his world is peace, and let us sing this song saying to God, we want your peace and we're going to do what we can for your peace to be brought to the world. understanding why we pray for the Ukraine. Loving God, we pray for the people of Ukraine, for all those suffering or afraid, that you will be close to them and protect them. We pray for world leaders, for compassion, strength, and wisdom to guard their choices. We pray for the world, that in this moment of crisis, we may reach out in solidarity to our brothers and sisters in need. May we walk in your ways, so that the peace and justice become a reality for the people of Ukraine and for all of the world. Amen. We're now going to sing number 290, Jesus is Lord. We sang of peace, joy, and love. We've prayed for the Ukraine, and we now trust in the power of God and the truth that Jesus is Lord. I'm now going to take over.